I just don't think at the end of my life, like I'm hoping to live, you know, I think like 80 is really solid.
80s are really solid. 90s really pushing it.
I just don't want to be that old.
No one does. Was I talking to you
Pull
about
the
this? Or maybe,
plug.
yeah, no. Take me behind a barn and shoot me. I don't.
Like a dog.
Yeah, I
Like
just.
of mice and men me.
Of mice, now
Go.
take me
Call
to
me
like.
Lenny, baby. I'm
Show me
out
a
of
nice
here.
sunset and then just get it over with. That's it. That is it.
Mystic balls. Mystics.
Mystic
balls. Mystic
balls.
balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Cheyenne.
How's it going?
It's actually going freaking great. How are
How
you?
was your day?
It was good. I worked.
Solid.
I actually woke up early this morning to read.
Ooh. Dude, I actually woke up early too, to work out, and I was so proud of myself.
On that Peloton, baby.
I feel like I'm gonna fall off of it sometimes.
I've never been on one, but I keep seeing Peloton TikToks.
I mean, their stock has just skyrocketed. The pandemic's the best thing that's ever happened to them.
I looked into it though. They're like
So
three
expensive.
grand. Like,
Yeah.
what the hell?
Yeah. Just the machine, I think, is 2 grand, and then they still make you pay like 50 a month for
The classes or
the
whatever.
classes and stuff.
Do you
But
like it?
honestly, yeah, I love it.
Not sponsored.
Not this isn't but
But
if
hi,
they want it to
Peloton.
be, I'll be a brand ambassador for Peloton any day. I'll definitely have to like alter my body to do that, to
No,
really
it's
spell
great because
it,
then
but
you've the before and the afters. You're like, look what Peloton did for me.
I'm in those pictures holding the jeans like out, like with a full like arm hand out. What am I saying? With a full, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
But
do.
yeah, anyways, okay, vampires. They would ride the hell out of a Peloton.
Oh yeah, I can see Elena just fucking going at it on a Peloton. No, Caroline would be a Peloton bitch.
Caroline is such a Peloton bitch. She'd be a SoulCycle, like.
Yeah, she'd be like doing her bar classes.
Yeah, Elena would be that like girl that's like, oh, I don't even work out.
No, yeah, she just like fake cheerleads, which the cheerleading
I'm so excited to talk about the cheerleading in this episode.
okay, we're on season one, episode three. I believe it's
Friday
called
Night
Friday
Bites.
Night Bites. I was like, can they even do that? I guess they
Is that allowed?
can. Okay, cool. So the episode starts. Caroline wakes up, which, by the way, I wanted to point out this lingerie she's wearing.
I knew we were gonna have to talk about this.
I was like, what? When I was in high school, I was wearing like boxer shorts and like an XL t-shirt
When
to
you were,
bed.
that's what do you wear to bed? Do you not still wear that to bed?
I actually sleep in the nude. I'm one of those.
Oh, I knew
I
that
It's
actually.
like really quite freeing. I don't do it like when I'm at people's houses or whatever, but I started doing it like a couple years ago, and to be honest, it's just like life-changing. I think everyone should sleep naked.
My fear with that is, and I think you know what I'm about to say.
What if your like house catches on fire and you need to run outside or something?
No, it's not nearly as irrational as that. It's that, what am I to do?
Sometimes swamp ass happens
I
when you're
know, I
sleeping.
just think I guess I just prefer at least a thin barrier.
Yeah, I like also just have a weird germophobia in my like within my bed. So I don't, it started out, here's where it all started. It started where I couldn't wear my outside clothes in my bed. And then it developed into like I couldn't wear any clothes in my bed because it was like unsanitary. And now I have to like shower before I get in my bed. I don't know. If I probably need to see someone about this. I'm sure it's just like a weird phobia thing.
Yeah, I guess I just don't completely see the line of logic in that, like, you're still, like, you're, like,
I know,
if you're worried about, like, dirtiness, like, I feel like put on a clean pair of pajamas before you get into bed, that act as a barrier between, like, your body fluids.
Mm. Yeah, and then I just wash my sheets, like, a lot.
Okay, well, that's fine. As long as you, like, wash your sheets a lot. If you were to be, like, a frat bro and, like, wash them, like, once a semester.
Oh yeah, not to out anyone, but my roommate in college washed her sheets. There, she went like a whole semester without washing her sheets, and she had like a boyfriend and everything that would sleep over, and it was just like pretty heinous. But
I can't even. I have a different weird thing with my bed where, like, bed crummies.
Oh yeah,
I just, oh my god, I just like shivered.
Yeah.
I'm so disgusted by them. And they are the result of another thing that I'm disgusted by, which is foot crummies from walking around barefoot when, like, the floor is, like, not swept.
Oh.
And then your foot crummies get in your bed and they become bed crummies.
Gross.
Or you, like, eat in your bed.
I can't.
Mm-mm.
No way. You don't eat in your bed ever, ever, ever.
Like, sometimes, but it's nothing that could be become a crumb. I'm not sitting down and unwrapping a Nature Valley bar in my bed ever.
Can you imagine? I wouldn't even unwrap a Nature Valley bar inside.
It's strictly an outdoor food. That's why the marketing works so well.
Yeah. It's like
you can only eat it on a hike.
Yeah, on a hike. It's only when they taste good too, when you're like absolutely famished. You would never just, I don't know. I would never just open a Nature Valley bar and be like, ooh, a snack.
When I had COVID and was in the queue, I did eat a Nature Valley bar every single day at 2 p.m. And it was the peanut butter kind.
Ew.
Those are dank.
I don't.
And every day at 2 p.m., this is like how I lost my marbles completely at this.
Well, yeah.
And every day at 2 p.m., I would say out loud to myself, granola bar time. And I would do a little da, 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 da. And I would do like a little backwards, forwards dance into the kitchen
to eat your Nature Valley bar. Wow.
How did we get here?
I sleep.
Caroline's lingerie.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's so funny. I love that she was wearing that, and also it's a continuity issue too, because she certainly wasn't wearing that the last scene of the previous episode.
No, I distinctly remember she was wearing just like a blue bra.
No, it was hot pink.
No, you're right. I do remember it was a bra though, because I was like, take that shit off. What is this? Netflix? What's going on?
I know. Most unrealistic part of any like teen show is them like wearing a bra. That's the first thing that comes off for me, because I'm just uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
Anyways, but yeah, so she's wearing that. She wakes up. She's obviously in a bad headspace.
Bad headspace. She's like, wait, what is this on my neck?
Yeah. And then we see her star tattoo on her foot.
The star tattoo. Yeah.
Which I don't think we ever see again. BT dubs.
That's but gotta just be just like the actor's tattoo.
Yeah. I just thought it was a funny thing.
I thought it was funny.
Because a teenage girl in that era would get a star tattoo on her foot, of course.
Yeah.
Again, this is just like, so would not fly nowadays in the Me Too era. Like, that Damon is still portrayed to be this like likable bad guy character while he's literally like essentially raping her and drinking her blood.
I think the sex was consensual.
Well, yeah, until he tried to drain her body of its blood. Like, it would be consensual up until that moment, and then
definitely also crazy that they picked up like in the morning. So she just slept, she went to bed.
Well, I'm assuming that everything, like, she's compelled, there's so many different layers to it probably, so she's probably compelled to like not run away, to not be scared to sleep. Well, I mean, she is scared at first, but in the rest of the episode, we see that she's like, they're vibing.
Yeah.
He compelled her to vibe with him.
He really did compel her to vibe, and like,
she vibes.
And honestly, she was vibing before the compelling even began.
Well, yeah, like he's a hot guy and she was into it. And then, you know, things took a turn. He's a
vampire, right?
And he happened to be a vampire. I hate when that happens.
Sucks, man. Always the good ones, too.
But yeah, so then she wakes up. She's trying to get out of there. Good on her.
Yeah.
Because I guess he just must have been like compelled her to sleep. So she wakes up.
Mm-hmm. And she has like the intuition to be like, this is a bad scenario. So she's like, I'm going to sneak out, which.
To be fair, I don't think you need a lot of tuition to recognize that that's a bad scenario.
Definitely. Waking up with blood. And she like tried to sneak out, which to be fair, we've all been there. We're like, don't wake the boy.
I actually have been caught.
Oh, that's humiliating.
Obviously not under these circumstances, but I have been caught, like, shoes in my hand, bag in my hand, like, hand on the doorknob. Fully, like, freeze frame of me caught like that. At, like, probably 4 in the morning.
4 a.m.? Oh, man.
Because I was like, is he asleep? Is he asleep? Is he asleep? And then I was like, it's time.
Yeah, like it's he
is a light sleeper. Was a light sleeper. He's not dead. Is a light sleeper.
And he was a light sleeper. Rest he his was. Soul.
R.I.P.
Damon is also a light sleeper because he fucking yeets out of the bed and like is again face to face with her in a matter of milliseconds.
I love that that's just a thing that they do constantly.
Vampire things.
She does, in the scenario in which he was a human man, I think she would have gotten out of there because the lamp knocked him cold. So right on, like, good on Caroline. We know that she can defend herself with not superhuman people. And then I will say that throwing the pillow made me laugh.
She was doing what she could. She was acting on adrenaline. And honestly, I would have just tried to sweet talk my way out of that situation. So I'm really proud of her for being like, violence.
Nicole, don't try and sweet talk your way out of a situation like that.
I just feel like it's...
You're going to sweet talk your way out of like your captors.
Yeah, you're like, oh, sorry. Just getting you some water. And then you then you wait for your best opportunity to make a break mm-hmm. for it.
Do the good old pizza trick.
What's the pizza trick?
You know, where like you pretend you're ordering a pizza through like, you know, that whole thing.
Exactly.
I don't have the energy to explain further. If you're listening and you don't know what that is, look it up. People do it. yeah, she throws the pillow and doesn't work out. And then it's, you know, cut out right as it looks like he's going to attack her again. And that's the first scene.
Mm-hmm.
Fab. Great way to start the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it goes back to just regular high school stuff, sort of. And Bonnie is telling Elena she has that weird feeling about Stefan.
Yes.
It's a whole thing. Elena's like, no, like this vampire boyfriend, 40-year-old high schooler that I'm dating is really helping me get over the death of my parents, which like, is that healthy? I don't know. We need to phone in my therapist. I feel like she'd say no.
I mean, again, she broke up with her previous boyfriend to help her cope with the death of her parents. So she's just kind of all over the place at this point.
Yeah. Stefan's a hot piece of ass and like, she doesn't want to let that walk out the door.
Yeah. So is what's his name? Mm-hmm. And also we later find that he's a sweetheart. So
he is a good guy.
Him and Elena would have just been like so boring though.
Well, to be fair, her and Stefan are pretty boring, too. But, like, if he wasn't a vampire, it would be a snooze fest.
That's true.
Okay, this I just have to tell you because it made me laugh and is very revealing of, like, the headspace that I'm in. But I'm so lonely that normally I would watch the show and, like, watch Stefan and Elena and, like, the romance or whatever and feel that little, like, twinge in my heart. And what actually made me feel that twinge in my heart was her and Bonnie, who have literally the most boring, like, dry piece of toast friendship on earth. And just watching them walk through a schoolyard made me a little misty-eyed.
Oh, Cheyenne, that's so sad. I actually think that Elena and Bonnie have, like, one of those cute friendships that you have in high school where you're just like, I've known this bitch for genuinely 5 years, which is about half of my life. And
because you're 10 years old in high school.
You know, when you're 10 and in high school.
I'm like sweet 10, not sweet 10.
Okay, a third of your life. They're just like in it. And Bonnie looks out for Elena. Elena looks out for Bonnie. It's a very cute.
And then Elena comes up with her little, like, scheme to have dinner, the three of them.
Yeah, because they just need to get to know each other, the three of them, without any of the distractions of, like, high school life. Makes sense. Checks right. out.
Without all the, like, mediocre cheerleading distractions. And then we see Jeremy. This is such a throwaway scene. I'm sorry. I feel like so much of, like, these first episodes, like, the scenes of Jeremy are, like, 30 seconds long, and they're just like, why is this?
No, every time I see a Jeremy scene, I'm just like, God, this is not going to lead anywhere.
Yeah, he's such a plot device. He just, like, incites violence or, like, drugs up someone that eventually is going to get the bite. Vicky tries to invite him to a concert. And is like, we can be friends. And then he's like, was it just for the drugs? And then she gets all mad and leaves. And, like, that's the scene.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't care.
I mean, a sensitive subject. But she could have just been fucking him because she was on drugs. And he made also, himself available.
Yeah. She's like, an empowered woman.
What's a girl to do?
Cut to another classic high school scene. Tyler and Matt are throwing the football with their backpacks on, by the way. Wouldn't you at least put your backpack down? I don't know.
I've never just, like, tossed a football in a schoolyard, but it was so quintessential high school. I love it. I love when masculinity just plays out in front of me.
You mean you don't get enough of it, like, during the day?
No, I truly love it when I see it on screen and it's just, like,
familiar.
It just feels like home. You know what I mean?
Like a warm blanket.
Yeah, I'm just like, men tossing a football. Yeah. There's nothing more American than that.
It's patriotic.
It's quite patriotic.
Tyler throws a football at Stefan's head. The turn to catch the football had me laughing.
I was swooning. Quick
turn. Okay.
I was like, oh my God, those reflexes are so sharp. And then he just chucks it back at him. Wait, what's the guy's name? Which one's Tyler and which one's Matt? Which one?
That's the one that you have the hots for.
Okay. And Tyler is the one that's, like, into Vicky.
Yeah, the one whose eyes are just constantly switchy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
He's like a dog. He's like a husky or something. Like, you know, they're always cocking their heads a little bit and, like, switching their eyes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Tyler. That's
Tyler. Yeah. Okay.
Elena's like, oh my God. Like, you caught that football, blah, blah, blah. Like, you should play. I love that he says he used to play football a long time ago. Yeah. When was football invented?
Dude, I was laughing at that too because also, like, in the context of what Elena knows, he played football a long time ago. This guy's like 16.
So, like, when he was 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, like when you were a kid.
And he was just, like, really good when he was in, like, little league football or whatever. I don't know.
He's like, yeah, I got injured.
He's like, I would have gone pro, but.
Would have gone pro. She's like, you're 15 years old. And then I also love that. I literally wrote down in quotes, gloomy graveyard girl.
Is what I wrote graveyard girl too. Because I was like, that's hilarious. And I'm always going to refer to Elena as gloomy graveyard girl.
It's so funny that that's how she identifies.
Which, to be fair, she is.
She sort of is. I don't know. But also, like, I just still don't believe that she's, like, grieving her parents. I don't see it.
I don't see it. I don't know. She seemed to bounce back pretty fucking fast. So
probably just making it up for attention.
Honestly. What an attention whore.
Okay, Mr. Tanner. He's back, baby.
He's back. I love when I was like, I hate Mr. Tanner. And you're like, yeah, he doesn't really last for very long. He's been in every episode.
Was I lying? This is episode 3 and he gets killed off. So he doesn't last very long.
Oh, is he killed off? I don't know. So far, everyone that's been bitten has lived.
It shows them putting him away in a body bag.
Oh. I must have just, like, missed that.
He's gonzo. I love all the scenes of Stefan with Mr. Tanner where he's, like, showing off that he, like, I think it was the first episode, he knows how many people died in every battle, and then this one, yeah, he, like, knows the dates of everything. I just want to say that, putting myself in Elena's shoes, he would be dumped after this.
You think?
This scene just would not happen in real life high school. Like, everyone claps for him at the end.
Everyone
would be like, dude.
But I will say that I love a little know-it-all. And I did have a crush on the valedictorian in high school. So,
wait. Who is our valedictorian?
It doesn't matter. I'll text it to you.
Will you text it to me right now? I'm so curious. Wait. The valedictorian of your year.
What's the second
salutatorian?
One? Salutatorian. It's certainly the salutatorian.
Does it start with a J?
No.
Send to me.
Okay. Is this like a right now thing?
Yes. Did you send it?
I'm spelling
it. How long is his name?
There you go. Did I text that to you? Oh my god.
I have. What if you sent it to? You just sent him his own name.
I text him.
Just his first and last name. Wait, I don't know who that is. I'm gonna have to do something.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I guess that makes sense. You like didn't.
Oh, I have seen this person before. Okay. You dated.
Okay.
If. Let's just put the said redacted name that you were just saying.
Yeah.
If this whole scenario were to happen.
Right.
In real life. In our high school.
Yes. Screaming myself. I'm not kidding. And I'm not just saying that to, like, be quirky. Like, I love a know-it-all bitch. I do.
Maybe I'm just not attracted to intelligence. That would honestly make a lot of sense.
I love the nerdy type. Like, if I can be like Roe v. Wade and they're like 1963 or whenever. I think it was in the 70s, but.
Dude, yeah, I just think it's funny that Elena's like, I mean, to be fair, Elena is creaming herself in this
scene. I know. Me and Elena were like so fangirling.
This whole episode is just him showing off and her like being like,
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, also I wanted to say if I had been alive for like 100-something years, I think that makes it less likely that you would remember all these dates. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know how old I was in like 2003. I don't know. I couldn't tell you anything about.
I couldn't tell you. If you asked me like, when was Obama president? What year was he inaugurated? No idea.
I guess they were significant dates to him, but still, like,
Roe v. Wade, he was like,
I guess that doesn't apply to him at all because he's a vampire and can't reproduce and also is a man.
He can't reproduce, do we know that? Well,
are you that surprised though?
I guess, I don't know. Edward Cullen got Kristen Stewart pregnant.
She was a human. I just think it's funny. Like, I remember the year I, like, graduated high school and the year I graduated college. But other than that, it's a blur.
Maybe we're just idiots.
Where the fuck were... Oh. Okay, then I love that Mr. Tanner ends up being the football coach also.
I know. It just is quite fitting. Like, they're like, we need one teacher and one football coach, so let's just... Same actor.
Yeah. Payroll. They're being economic about it. What's that? Yeah. Economical? That doesn't sound right.
That sounds right. We can ask Mr. Tanner.
Should we? He couldn't even tell us the dates of Pearl Harbor, though.
No, he couldn't.
To ask Stefan.
He did.
He goes to ask Mr. Tanner if he can try out for the football team.
And he's like, not a chance, buddy. And he's like, please, I'm really good.
And then he's like, okay, yeah, for sure.
then he's like, all right, before I change my mind. And so he laces up and he just starts playing some good old American football with the bros.
Right.
Meanwhile, Elena's like trying to cheerlead in the background.
I do want to say she's wearing one tank top.
Yes.
Bonnie is wearing not one, not two, but three tank tops. I mean, maybe one of them's a sports bra. And then Caroline, when she rolls up, is wearing two. So I do want to say the layering representation is strong. The other types of representation in this show, not as strong.
Yeah.
But when I, watching this episode, seeing Elena in her tank top and little shorts, and this is toxic, but in my head I was like, oh my God, she's so skinny. Like, I wish that I was that skinny, and the camera adds 10 pounds, blah, blah. She must be like so thin.
That's so funny because I was watching it. I was like looking at all the cheerleaders. They're all so, so, so thin.
Show business, baby.
I guess that's just show business.
Craft services was not touched during this show.
No. And it's
those little mini donuts? Nuh-uh.
No way. Well, and stale. Also,
we digress. So yeah, she's trying to cheerlead. She's doing bad at it. Caroline rolls the fuck up with Damon, who looks like Mr. Steal Your Bitch in his Stang or whatever the heck. I love all of Caroline's skinny scarf moments that happen.
Oh, they were so like limited too. I loved it.
So good. She rolls up. She's a baddie. We love her. She is being abused and taken advantage of. She works it.
She makes it a look.
She has gone full Stockholm syndrome, and we love it on her.
She looks great in it. She's owning it. So
she sneaks off.
Oh, that's right.
To go again, cream herself watching him play football.
Yeah, I was like,
all hot and bothered by the bleachers.
This is honestly. She's really getting, Elena's getting a lot of points with me because first she's like fawning over him for knowing dates. Me
she's
too.
She's positive for sure.
And then she's fawning over him for just playing football. I could watch boys being boys all day long. Everyone, I mean, gender roles are so ingrained in us and you can be whoever you want. And that's true. But something undeniable is watching guys throw a football, hot.
Yeah, we're on the same page with that. So Elena is too.
Elena is too, because she's just peeping. She is peeping hard. Which is funny because they're also like kind of peeping the girls playing or cheerleading, whatever they're doing. They're not cheerleading, but.
So then Stefan, there's the whole scene where they're showing Stefan just like kick ass at football and you're supposed to be like, while you're watching it, which like, yeah, it worked. And then, you know, Tyler goes to like lay him up or whatever. And as like some sort of display of masculinity, some sort of ritual between him, Matt, and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan lets it happen because, you know, he's like still a beta. So he's got to let the alpha, the whole thing. He, you know, gets laid up or whatever. And then they pick him up and it's all good. He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't even worry about it. He turns around. Turns out he broke his little thingy.
His little thingy. And what does he do? Just
no pod.
That shit into place.
Like a glow stick. He just cracks that back in.
Backtracking a little bit, but when Damon drops off Caroline, I just would like to point out that 303's Don't Trust Me is playing in the background.
Oh my God, that's so good. I did not notice that.
He cracks his finger back.
That whole thing ends. There's a little convo between Damon and Stefan back at home at the Salvatore boarding house / layer / whatever. And Damon is like messing with Stefan yet again, pretending he like wants to try and live a human life. And like, he's like, I want to have a little cheerleader girlfriend too, blah, blah, blah. And then is like, JK, LOL. And then skips off to do whatevs. And that's the end of the scene.
He says he has a date.
Oh, yeah. He does say he has a date. aka a shmang sesh.
Banging Caroline, which that gets like real sketchy because I'm like, okay, if he has full control over
this is why I'm saying it's non-consensual.
Like, she is his just little slave at that point.
Little blood bag. It's not even, sorry.
Call it what you want. And then does it cut to Elena and Bonnie making dinner?
I have so much to say about the dinner thing.
Okay.
Also, while they're making dinner, Bonnie reveals that she's seeing the numbers 8, 14, and 22.
Right.
She has her little witchy moment of being like, the serving spoons are in that drawer. And Elena's like, okay, you've been to my house a gazillion times. Like, chill out. Mm-hmm. And then the whole birthday candles are in this drawer. And she opens it. And there's birthday candles in there. And we're like, Bonnie, like, who is she? Is she a witch? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. As they're like unloading really gross looking pasta into like a really gross looking bowl.
Yeah, but I was like, you couldn't make the pasta? That's like the simplest dish ever.
Her parents died, Nicole. Have some empathy.
Okay.
Okay. All I wrote under the whole scene when, you know, it's Bonnie, Elena, Stefan, they're talking about Bonnie's heritage or whatever, that her family are witches from Salem, and then Stefan kind of wins her over for being, for like saying that that's really cool and that they're examples of individualism, blah, blah, blah. That whole thing, the only thing I wrote underneath is,
wait, I bet we have the
wine or Coke. Is it wine or Coca-Cola?
Oh, I figured it had to be Coke because first of all, they're underage, but also what a healthy, healthy pour that would have been. It's filled literally with a brim in all of their glasses.
And they're like those like stemless wine glasses. The whole thing is hilarious. The fact that there's like placemats out and they all have like a huge pour of, I guess, Coca-Cola.
There was no ice either, which could lead me to believe that it may have been wine. It's unclear.
That's all I have. Anything you'd like to add?
Not until Caroline shows up.
Caroline and Damon knock, knock, knock on the door. Caroline is holding a whole ass Safeway red velvet cake.
Yum.
We brought dessert.
Yum. And she's wearing a cute little scarf.
Tacky which, much. Honestly, she's wearing a skinny scarf.
I hate to say it, but she's pulling it off.
I feel like they're going to come back.
Should we bring them back?
Skinny scarf and a Henley and Buka jeans outfit, done.
The Henleys, dude.
Sir.
The Henleys.
The Henleys with a long ass lace cami underneath pulled over your bootay. Absolutely.
With a little crop jean. A little boot cut jean.
Cropped boot cut jeans?
No. I said cropped jean and then I was like, scratch that.
I wanted to give you a chance to revise.
A cropped boot cut. I'm like, hold on.
Hold, that's
call
too much.
Levi.
Caroline and Damon show up. I absolutely, oh wait, we need to talk about Damon getting invited in. Damon gets invited in. It's a whole, again, testosterone standoff between the two of them in the doorway. Everyone's like, this is strange.
The sexual tension between those two is just like insurmountable.
I can't with them. Those two men smizing at each other is the tension. You could cut it with a knife.
You could cut it with a knife. I still don't understand the like must be invited in aspect. Like, what's up with her house? Why is it so like janky that like a vampire can't come in without permission?
You think it's because it's janky? Like the decor is just not
well, I don't
their
know.
Standard.
I like can't tell if it's like a house thing or an Elena thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We'll get there. So he gets invited in. And again, I just think it's so funny when I think about in the context of them being high schoolers, the fact that they had the dinner the way they had, the place settings, the strange stemless glasses filled with mystery liquid, and then that they all afterwards retire to the sitting room to drink mugs of tea.
Oh my god, yeah. Circle. Well, Caroline has a fantastic line when they're at dinner where she goes, Elena is going through a blah phase. She used to be way more fun. I laughed out loud. I was like, ugh, Elena is going through a blah phase.
The sky is blue, Caroline. Thanks for saying it how it is. This girl is blah. She is the blah phase. And then, of course, blah. She's like, tries to cover it up by being like, oh, well, then her parents died.
It's just like, ooh, I like mean that in a really sensitive way. I was like, no, you didn't. You're a bitch and you got to own it.
She's on our side. I think she also is of the suspicion that Elena's just faking it for attention. It's working.
It's working. She's getting
on Elena.
Hella attention.
I should incorporate that into my life's mission of getting attention by any and all means necessary.
Going to a party and being like, my parents passed away.
And then being so boring and getting all the attention. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
So they're sitting, again, so unrealistic, sitting with their mugs full of tea like little adults in the sitting room. Mm-hmm. And I love another quote. This is just going to turn into us quoting things back and forth to each other. I love Damon saying, oh, in fact, Stefan and I have seen every single person we care about die.
Yep.
I love Damon's one-liners are so good, although he is non-conceptually banging and sucking Caroline.
I did have a note, though,
we love his one-liners.
About Damon, and I think that he really has the right idea of this whole, like, vampire life thing, because right. He can't die, and people really are simply just pawns in his game of life. He just lives with total reckless abandon, and I'm like, if I was a vampire, that's also how I would live. I think that Stefan really needs to lighten up.
Yeah. No, it doesn't help that Stefan is really boring.
Like, and have fun with it. What's the worst that can happen?
He's so tortured, and it's like, all right, we get it, but also he's do just a fun trying job, to find everyone.
Love. But oh yeah, that was like revealed to us in this episode as well, that there's a bit of a love triangle happening, which is why
both in the past and the present.
And the present, although Elena is not buying it with Stefan.
Catherine
with Damon.
She's not really buying it with either from like a chemistry perspective. The only people that are buying it with each other are the brothers, Damon and Stefan. Their chemistry is off the charts.
It really is.
Yeah, it's revealed in the kitchen between Damon and Elena that Catherine was loved by both of the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
And she was super fucking sexy.
Yeah.
He's like, she didn't have much to her, but like, she was very sultry and hot. Like, nice.
If a man is ever in love with me and says that's what he has to say about me, I think I'd be happy.
Yeah, so be it. So be it.
I won't ask for more.
No.
Elena's really, really compassionate with Damon about it and is like, you lost her too, and I'm sorry. And you kind of start to see Damon shed his leather jacket exterior for a hot sec.
I agree. And Elena is like very, she is a compassionate person, and she is very like cognizant of the people around her. She's very wary, which more power to her, I guess.
Elena, it functions in the show that like she's the archetype of, you know, whatever the ideal heteronormative woman is, and that she's maternal. I wouldn't necessarily say she challenges anyone too much. She's pretty like, I don't know, it works, you know, for the time, and also for, I mean, it kind of would work now too, but she is
just like soft spoken, but like, yeah, but she's like strong when she needs to be as far as like helping other people with their traumas. So
yeah,
she's doing a great job being a woman. Good for her.
She has a little scene where her and Stefan are like, oh, that like went really well. Things quickly escalate, and there's a steamy little makeout scene. Super exciting. things get hot and heavy, shirts come off.
I was like, why again did the producers not think this through? Remember their first kiss when the lighting was bad and I couldn't like see what was going on? In this scene, her hair was flying everywhere. I was like, get this bitch a ponytail. I need to see what's happening.
But it was a dream. It was a dreamy, moody lighting. And she wakes up because it turns out to be, she looks up and it's Damon. And she's like, and then wakes up. And then again, I lied. I misled you. The fucking crow is on the windowsill.
I was like, Cheyenne lied to me yet again. The crow is back with no reasoning and nothing is done or said about it at all, but it was there.
So while they're drinking tea, Jeremy's being a normal high schooler and shooting up heroin at the Mystic Grill.
Classic.
And stalking Vicky. Jeremy's the king of horrible one-liners, like horrible, moody, druggy teenager. Like, what did he say? Oh, that him and Tyler have another altercation. The narrative is getting very old at this point with that.
Stop fighting over Vicky. Honestly, she's playing both of you, so.
Yeah, true. Vicky, what's going on, sis? Pick one.
Figure it out.
Pick one or be sneakier about it.
Yeah, she's doing it in front of all of them. Like, and the second that Jeremy's like kind of over it, he'll drop his little one-liner and be like, "Was it just the drugs or whatever?" And then she comes right back with it.
Just have them both. Fuck them both. If you're gonna do it, do it all the way.
You have to commit.
I think that's again, throwaway scene with Jeremy, as usual.
Yeah, another 30-second scene where they, like, kind of fight, and then, like, nothing really happens.
Okay, perfect. Now's our moment. It is the football game. It's the rival football game. There's a pep rally. It's very exciting, and this is it. This is the climax of the episode.
Did you feel like pretty nostalgic with that? Because it made me miss high school pep rallies, if I'm being real.
Wow. I did want to talk to you about, do you like remember our pep rallies? Weren't they like during the day? Lunch period? It looked very homecoming bonfire.
We had our pep rallies at like 10 a.m. But think of like the game days when people would like do the whiteouts and everyone, your dad dropped you off and like you were just stone cold sober. And like, I don't know. I had so much fun.
To be fair, I wasn't stone cold sober.
Oh my God. Shy.
I know. I'm such a bad girl. No, I just honestly, pep rallies were like such a source of, or game days. Not necessarily pep rallies, because that was, like, during our school day. And I was like, right. Why are we here? Like, yay, no class, whatever. Let's all sing the fight song, blah, blah, blah. But games were such a source of anxiety for me in high school. Like, ugh, just the theater of it all. The social circles.
Oh, my God.
Who gets to stand at the front rail? That was such a political thing.
It was politics, baby. And I loved it. I was like, I'm going to walk up the steps. How many people are going to look at me?
Game of Thrones level type stuff. Everyone had, all the senior girls made those matching little white overall, coverall, whatever the heck.
Like,
we did the weird rave dots. We did the rave dots like above the eyebrow to below.
Right.
Like on your cheekbone. I don't ever want to do that again. I guess it made me nostalgic for like simpler forms of anxiety.
You're like, remember when you were scared to walk through a crowd? Now I can't even go to the grocery store without being like, am I going to die?
So they have their little going on. Rally. Did True Religion sponsor this show? Because all I see are the True Religion butt pockets on everything Elena wears.
I think that's just like a sign of the times, man.
Stefan is trying to figure out how he's gonna like protect Elena or whatever. He gives her that necklace with Vervain.
She's like, smells like roses. I was like, you idiot. He's a vampire. It's like
garlic.
I honestly thought it might have been garlic.
You were like, this is so tacky. I gotta get out. No, it's Vervain, which is much classier than garlic. And the necklace is ugly. Are we on the same page?
Oh my god, that? I literally wrote, the necklace is so ugly, lol.
It's so bad. She's like, it's beautiful, wear it all the time. I'm like, you will? That would sit on my dresser. Also, again, another scenario in which if I was in Elena's shoes, I'd say hit the road. We've been dating a week and you're a know-it-all and I don't care that you know when Pearl Harbor happened. That necklace is ugly and I don't want to wear it.
And also, he was like, I've had this for so long. I've never wanted to give it to anyone. I'm like, first of all, you're in high school.
How long could you have had
it? Lest we forgot. Yeah. And like, why do you have a necklace? And why are you sitting there dreaming about the girl you're going to give it to?
At the time. But to be fair, like when you're in high school, the scope of your life is like.
So small.
So small. Like even now at our age, it is very small. Like two or three years ago, I'm like, damn, that was a long time ago. To like. In a full ass adult, they're like, that was 2 seconds ago. Like I'm in the same job doing, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That was like $2,000 worth of loans ago.
Right.
No biggie. But in the scope of your life in high school, like a long time ago could be like 6 months when you had like a different friend group.
Oh, yeah.
Different haircut. You had side bangs. Now you have, you know, just like some framing layers.
You can switch your whole personality within a matter of like sophomore to junior year.
Yeah, easily. You also switch like hella like bra sizes. To see, that's a whole lifespan.
That's true. I know.
So I guess to Elena, she's like, oh, a long time ago. That's like, you know, whenever when I was, you know, wearing my training bra.
Yeah, I was thinking about it and I was like, wow, to be like a scorned lover at this age where they're like, we both were in love with this other woman. I'm like, when? Fucking when? Middle school?
That's tea though, for sure, in high school. Two brothers, same girl. Oh my God, and she died?
Two brothers, one girl. Send me the link. Send me. Anyway,
if it's the Salvatore brothers, you know that shit's gonna be popping off. They have all that tension they gotta work through. This is getting weird. So when does it mention that Elena died? That's a thing that is revealed in this.
Catherine?
Or not Elena. Oh my god, Catherine.
Oh. It's the scene where she confronts Damon at his car and is like, I don't even remember what she says, but he tries to kiss her.
I'm not Catherine or whatever.
Yeah. And then he tries. It's after the Netflix thing, though.
I don't have the details. If you have a Netflix account, you can watch.
Just watch
it back. Actually, just close out of our podcast.
You can just literally watch the episode.
You don't need us at all. This is frivolous. Yeah, she puts the necklace on. Again, Mr. Tanner, this actor is getting airtime in this episode.
Just like full pep screaming. Talk. Yeah.
Just really aggressive screaming about whatever. I wasn't paying attention. And then there's a bar fight essentially between Jeremy and Tyler.
Who's wasted. Jeremy's wasted.
I know. Good on him. Doing high school right, baby. Enjoy.
I was like, oh my god, he's drinking.
He's drinking just out of like a bottle of Jack Daniels. Like,
just this whole hardcore on campus, like in a car.
Like, put it in a Gatorade bottle, put it in your 7-Eleven slushie. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, go get your little ass to Sonic, get a raspberry lemonade, and
put with the nerds in it,
put your schnapps in there, like the rest of us, you loser.
Was it just called a nerd slushie that they had at Sonic?
I think you could like, I think yes, but couldn't you add nerds to a slushie as well?
I don't know. I have like a flashbulb memory of like how excited I was to like, that was such a trend to like go get a nerd slushie together. I feel like if a guy and a girl went to get a nerd slushie together, like you knew.
Oh, yeah. I never did that, but I definitely went with you. And then the last time we went to Sonic, I, like, as an adult woman, I shit myself.
Like, a mere month ago. So.
A mere month ago, I, like, had two french fries and was like, oh, yeah, that did me in. When are we getting to the cabin? Another hour and a half? Sounds good.
if a guy and a girl got a nerd slushie together, you were like, okay, they're banging. Yeah. If they got a nerd slushie together, and also you could, back in the day when you could see who was best friends on Snapchat, if they were each other's best friends on Snapchat, you were like, they're dating. That's yeah. it.
Yeah.
Simpler that was times. A
great spot. Ugh, the tots, man.
Yeah, shit's fire. Anyways, where were we? The pep rally, the bar fight. Oh, yeah, they're fighting, and Stefan tries to break it up because he's, you know, has to be the hero, needs the attention. Him and Elena are perfect for each other. And
they're both just such attention whores. Really, the only takeaway from this whole scene is to, like, show Stefan's little superpower of, like,
oh, yeah.
cutting his hand, and then he's like, oh, just kidding. I'm good to go.
The gaslighting is truly
unbelievable. I didn't even, you're right. The gaslighting, she's like, are you okay? The mother.
Like, yeah, it's fine. Look.
Look, you idiot. She's like, I saw it. He's like, no, you didn't.
You fool. Yeah, no, the gaslighting again. Cue the segment where we talk with a therapist on gaslighting.
We might need to get one in. Call in if you're a therapist.
We might.
And also call my personal self, your therapist.
So that happens.
Oh, that's when Damon and Elena have, like, a little car. The car talk. Where he tries to kiss her.
Right, but she's got that vervain locked and loaded in her ugly-ass necklace, baby.
So that's what's keeping him from, like, what is it called?
Compelling her. Compelling. He compels her and is trying to get her to kiss him.
Mm-hmm.
And she slaps him, which, great moment. Very powerful. She's like, I'm not Catherine. He gets all mad because he can't, you know, do what he wants with her. He confronts Stefan. They have a whole thing. Stefan's like, I know that there's, like, a human there in you. Like, I know, I don't know. Again, the narrative is tired at this point.
He has a lot of faith in his brother. He, like, wants his brother to be a good guy and, like, really pull through. And he's like, we can really have, like, a normal life, you and me, just brother, brother, and, like, our hoes or whatever.
Brother, brother, and our cheerleader blood bag girlfriends, baby.
Yeah, and
sounds like a dream.
And Damon just really does not want that. He's just a master manipulator. He's a little potster, and he's just here for a good time and a long time. And, so
that was good, Nicole. Thanks. Did you practice that?
Yeah, I didn't. It just came to me.
Damon and Stefan are having, again, a very, like, sexually tense sensual conversation with one another. I'm feeling it more so than I feel any heterosexual relationship.
Oh, they're
and non-familial relationship in the show.
I'm into it. I'm telling you.
Damon is like, oh, really? Like, you think that there's, like, human left in me or whatever? And then just drains the life out of Mr. Tanner, which I wasn't, you know, I'm not mad about it. Damon's the hero now. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Mr. Tanner had got to go anyway. So.
Also, did my ears deceive me, or did Damon literally say something? They're talking about Elena or something, and Damon just goes, I could just eat her.
He did say that. He literally goes, I could eat her. And I go, I was like, eat her? I'd like to see it. I was like, prove it.
So funny though. It's this show is frustrating because it doesn't work in, like, the Me Too era of no, you know, it should be like a no tolerance policy in terms of raping women, but then they put these characters and try and make them redeemable by like putting fucking Ian Somerhalder in this role where he's saying these, like, funny quotes and has, you know, they're like, oh, he, like, actually has a soft spot for Elena. Meanwhile, Caroline is being abused.
Oh, my God, yeah. There's also another quote that we, like, glazed over. But back in the – when they're having the dinner party and
– right, our little playing house drinking tea.
The playing house and, like, Good Little Women. Bonnie and Elena are, like, cleaning up in the kitchen. Right. And then – Damon's like, all right, Caroline, like, go see if the women need any help. And she's like, who do you think I am? Do I look like I do dishes? And he compels her and he goes, go see if Elena needs help in the kitchen. And I was like, I would run to the kitchen if he said that to me, to my face.
Oh, my God.
Am I proud of that? Of course not. But if he told me,
I know.
If he said that to my face and looked me dead in the eyes and was like, go do the dishes, I'd be like, see ya.
So he kills Mr. Tanner. Sorry, that was a harsh transition.
I mean, fuck Mr. Tanner, so.
Fuck Mr. Tanner. Matt is the one who finds the body, calls for help. You see him in a body bag leaving, in case anyone, like Nicole, was confused. He is dead. The body bag is being taken away. Bonnie sees building number 8, 14 on the license plate, and parking space 22, right where Mr. Tanner's body was found.
So effectively, she predicted that this was going to happen.
You know, numbers and whatnot.
Okay. So what is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adios, Mr. Tanner. See you on the flip, buddy. Elena's all walking to her car, having a little tiff. She loves the drama. She loves the attention. Stefan's reassuring her, blah, blah, blah. In his head, he's like, Damon's got to go. This is bad. You know, he's having his whole thing that he has every episode. You know, and so you kind of at that point are like, okay, just kidding. Like, Damon's actually a monster. We don't like him. He does have funny one-liners, though. And we're happy that he killed Mr. Tanner. But again, morally not so good. We start to think otherwise, perhaps, when we see Damon watching Elena sleep and caressing her.
He pulls a full Edward Cullen.
Full on.
Strokes her face in her sleep, which was like quite a tender moment, you have to admit.
Yeah, it was tender.
And of course, she awakens to see that no one's in her room, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he could have just been studying that god-awful horse painting that hangs above her bed.
Ugh, she would be a horse girl.
She's such a horse girl. And that's the end of our episode. Is Damon a good guy? We know Matt for sure is.
We know Matt's a good guy. Matt's a freaking saint. Is Damon a good guy? I have to agree with Stefan. I think he has a leather jacket
of humanity.
But I think that there's a little piece of him that's just dying to be a good boy, a good little vampire boy. But again, he's a vampire. There's no consequences for his actions. Like, he can eat people all day, and like, what are they gonna do until they catch him? So why not just like be reckless? He's lived for nearly 200 years. He might as well fuck shit up.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's very, his whole viewpoint is very like naturalistic fallacy, though, in that he's like, it's natural, like this is what vampires do, so this is what I'm gonna do. But you're like, do you really think that? Like, I could be gathering all day while my man hunts, but like, here I am not doing that. So
that's true.
You know, whoever said The Vampire Diaries isn't an intellectually stimulating show.
No, it makes me like really examine myself, and
I'm having a reckoning with myself.
I am, just like societal norms and where people belong, and where mythical people belong, because
their representation matters too. Again, the representation of mythical beings in this show, spot on. The representation of minorities in this show, not as spot on.
Does it pass the Bechdel test? I was thinking that.
For sure. Because Elena and Bonnie, within like the first 15 minutes of an episode,
they like, talk about like
episode one, are talking about Bonnie like potentially being
a witch.
A witch.
You're right.
She does throw in Obama, which might fuck up the scale.
No, I think you can still talk about Obama and pass the Bechdel test. I think it says that.
I think it actually adds.
There's like an asterisk. Yeah.
Like if you talk about Obama, it even bumps you just a little bit up.
Yeah. That's even more feminism for you. Overall, it was like a very good episode. I'm like getting into it. Definitely.
Yeah. I think this episode is fab.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Mystic Balls.